Blog Talk Radio.
Stop the ass, stop the ass. Jealous friends, opinions last. So many kids, young or old. Try no matter what your goal holds.
Hey, everybody. My name is Russell Foisey. I am your host for Original Lyric Stream Radio. I hope you're all safe and sound. We have listeners from around the planet, and thank you so much for tuning in whenever you can, whatever time you can, and to listen to our episode and online. Here's the link, blogtalkradio.com/Original Lyric Stream Radio, and we are an iHeartRadio podcast. The chorus you just heard is my own. That's titled Stomp the Ants. Now, we're not stomping on any insects here. That stands for automatic negative thought syndrome. As the lyric says, so many cants, young or old, try no matter what you're told. And the inspiration for the song, somebody once told me, I was too old to write lyrics and sing. I kind of had to shrug my shoulders and say, are you kidding me? Music is ageless, everybody. And we know can't is a word we do not recognize on any episode of the show. Now, these lyrics and the title and the melody were pretty quick to me. Probably only took me about 15, 20 minutes to complete, but it always doesn't work that way. So when I'm staring at a blank writing pad or a blank Word document on my laptop, I'm just thinking of words and ideas, and I want to make it fun. You know, everyone has their own process for song creation. That's kind of mine. You know, let's think of some words, kind of a mishmash of ideas, and get it down. Not worried about verse and chorus now. That can always happen later. So I'm not afraid to save it. You know, pick it up later. To kind of get into the formal structure of a song. But remember those, three letters, everybody. Try to keep it fun. Our episode stream is picked up by many of your popular podcasts out there. But, you know, we're picked up by, as I mentioned earlier, iHeartRadio. And we're so proud to be part of the iHeartRadio family. Thank you very much. Our radio show concept and title is based on my first original lyrics recording, Original Lyric Stream, of course, and it was my dream come true with my own recorded songs and lyrics. My website, RussellFoiseyMusic.com. I'm a singer, songwriter, producer. I've recorded two albums and produced a third. Cam Lorem's Writing in the Stars, that's a great album. Pick that up. And breaking news, back in the studio, beginning my new 5-track EP. Been in twice so far, most recently Tuesday night. Very excited. It's going great. I'm looking forward to probably a March 2022 release on that. Everybody, I'm going to be speaking with guests in the weeks ahead. They're going to tell their own story. An inspiration behind their own lyrics and music. And we have some great guests coming up for sure. Let me bring in my friend, my buddy, engineer, Bill Miller. Does my behind the scenes on the dashboard, downloading music and just making sure everything's okay on the sound end. Bill, how you doing, my friend?
Doing good. Doing good. Good to hear you back in the studio.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it went well Tuesday night, and got some surprises for you. Yeah, we're gonna. Every track is different,
all right.
So I think you'll like it. And would you like to welcome everyone to the show, Bill?
Yeah, thanks for tuning in, everybody. If you like the show, let your friends know about it. Pass the link around. Let them know. If you want to comment about the show, just go to our site on Blog Talk. Put it in the comment section. If you like the guests that we've had on, let them know about it. Put that in the comment section. I know they'll certainly appreciate it as well as us.
Yeah, that's great advice. Blog Talk has a few features there, and the comments section is one. So we appreciate any feedback. All right, time for our next guest interview. Bill, I know you know this guest extremely well, and we're excited to have him back on.
Yes, he was on the stage that I did it, one of the music festivals that I had, and I can't wait to hear his new stuff and see what he's been up to.
Absolutely. Well, let's play a great track from our guest tonight, Brian Iannucci. This is a title track of his July summer release EP, and this is self-titled Kiss You for the Rest of My Life.
Drinking wine all day until dark. Our fingers touched and ignited a spark. Your hand on my thigh, that look in your eye, I had to know if what I'm feeling is true. That's when I asked, could I kiss you? I want to kiss you for the rest of my life.
Of my life. And everybody, we had this guest originally on our episode to start the new year, January 2nd, 2020. We're so glad to have him back. Please let me introduce singer-songwriter, musician Brian Iannucci. Thank you so much for joining me again on Original Lyric Stream Radio.
It's great to be back. Thank you so much for having me, Russell. And hi to my friend Bill Miller, man. Good to see you, or good to hear from you at least.
Well, Brian, I understand this EP is doing great. This is a great track. Well done. And I know there's a special story and inspiration behind this one.
You know, I tell you what, this is maybe one of the coolest songs I've ever had a chance to write. A good friend of mine, I say he's a good friend, we've developed this friendship over a number of years. So oddly enough, I was playing at a piano bar down in St. Augustine, Florida. And this couple on their first date happened in, and they heard piano music down the street. And as my friend Scott tells it, they were just compelled to come in and come hang out. Throwing requests at me from the bar, it was kind of a rowdy night, as I've been told, and as I recall. And you know, it's unbelievable how you just one moment tends to change everything. So my friend Scott Triplett, and at the time his date, Danielle, came out, and it was one of those magical nights where we sparked up a friendship right on the spot. And over the years, we had a chance to chat and talk, and they've been coming to my shows, and we've been developing this friendship. And lo and behold, over Christmas time last year, Scott came up to me and he said, you know, hey, I think I'm going to propose to Danielle. And I, after congratulating him and saying, hey, man, great choice, because Danielle's amazing, I said, so what can I do to help? And he goes, it's funny you should ask. So Scott's a poet. And I mean, he's got one of those old souls you just want to cling to. And he's an immediate storyteller. And Scott says, you know, I've written some poetry about me and Danielle, and I want you to help me turn it into a song so I can propose to her. And I said, wow, this is amazing. So coming off COVID, here I am stuck in my home office, and you know, nobody was out. We weren't able to go out and do too much stuff. So here I am, and I'm sitting with this brand new Taylor guitar that I bought myself, and I'm teaching myself how to play guitar. And as a piano guy, you know, you gotta change things up a little bit. So I'm in my office and I'm strumming on this guitar, and I have these lyrics in front of me, and this song just jumped right off the page. And so earlier this year, January, February time frame, Scott and I started getting together, and we were like, okay, this is going to be something really cool. So originally Scott was gonna propose to Danielle, and this was going to kind of be a quiet thing. Well, it didn't turn out that way. So February came around, and we're sitting at one of my shows, and I grabbed this guitar, and I said, well, you know what? There's a first time for everything. So I'm going to play guitar on stage for the first time, and I'm going to sing. I'm going to get away from my piano, step out of my comfort zone a little bit, tell the ants to go away, right, Russell? And right. That was how I got my friends to come up and, oh, come somebody take a video. This is going to be great. And we sing this song, Kiss You for the Rest of My Life. And unbelievable. Danielle caught on about halfway through the song. She said, this song's about us. And lo and behold, Scott dropped to one knee right after I finished playing our song that we had written. And proposed to Danielle, and she said yes right there. And what a heartwarming moment for me.
Wow.
I was just honored to be a part of it. So this really inspired me, and it gave me the drive to get back up in the studio. So I went back up to Omni Sound Studios right up on Music Row in Nashville, and saw my friends up there who make me sound like $1 million, and got to play with some amazing studio musicians up there. And Scott and Danielle came up with us. And there we were in Nashville recording our song. And so Kiss You for the Rest of My Life has become such an anthem for love, for new beginnings, for opportunity, and most of all, just connection between two amazing people, Scott and Danielle. So kudos to my co-writer, Scott Triplett, and congratulations to he and Danielle on their engagement. I have him to thank for a whole lot, because he really inspired this song and this EP, and he really brought me back into the Nashville fold, maybe a little earlier than I thought, but we've gotten to record some really cool music. So I'm just excited to see the response from people, not only in streaming, but on terrestrial radio. Our friends at iHeart have even picked up this song, and we're starting to get a lot of traction and airplay on this. So I'm super excited to tell you that story.
Well, I got to tell you, Brian, that story gives me chills. And, you know, when you think about writing songs, boy, that story is so special, right?
Yeah. You know what? I tell you, it brings warmth to my heart and tears to my eyes every time I tell it, because it doesn't get more real than a song professing one's love for another person in this world. Wow. I mean, it's incredible.
Tell me about the experience in recording in Nashville. Has that been a constant for you?
Well, I recorded my first album, my self-titled album, a few years back up in Nashville. It has been just an absolute blessing. I was connected with Omni Sound Studios, and through a friend of mine who is one of my co-writers, and Stephen Wrench is his name, an outstanding musician, somebody who has just taken me under his wing in music. And Stephen introduced me to Wayne Killias, who is a drummer, producer extraordinaire up at Omni Sound Studios, and he has in turn introduced me to some incredible musicians up there. It can never be understated the talent that is in Nashville, Tennessee, and I tip my hat to these folks because they really make my music fly off the page. We brought these what was going to be five songs but turned into six songs because I got a chance to jump into the studio and just do a solo piano song before we really got rolling with the studio musicians. And I was humbled. Some of the studio musicians that we've had a chance to record with in the past have been amazing, but this group, I think, takes the cake. Unbelievable. I mean, their bona fides include playing with and going on tour with Taylor Swift, with Dave Matthews, and just some of the biggest names in country that you could ever imagine, Keith Urban. And to have an opportunity to have this group of musicians in the studio with me up in Nashville was absolutely amazing. And to have Rory Rosadas do the mixing and engineering on this, who's one of the studio engineers up there at Omni Sound Studios, and to really do this on Music Row was a complete blessing. So I can't say enough great things about the Nashville experience, but I got to tell you, the coolest thing about being up there is I had a chance to have Scott and Danielle and Danielle's daughter, Eliana, come up with us. And it's funny to watch somebody, a young lady come into the studio who's never been to a music studio and just see the awe that comes over us. I know I probably speak for you, Russell, because we geek out. We're musicians, and we see this, and it's like our Disney World. And then all of a sudden, to see it in a child's eyes and through their eyes, and just the awe and the excitement that they have to be a part of that process is really cool. So I just can't say great things about my friends up at Omni.
Yeah, that's a great description. And I got to tell you, my friend, I could see you one day on the Grand Ole Opry stage, really. I could see that. I could see that happen if you. Wow, yeah, I could easily see that. Who are some of the favorite singer-songwriters that you've really looked up to as a mentor?
Well, you know, I tell you what, we can go to some of the standards. As a piano guy, I'm a huge Billy Joel fan. Nobody can tell a story and play a song like Billy Joel. Mm-hmm. You think about folks like Garth Brooks, the Beatles, Bob Dylan. You know, I just Taylor Swift, what a storyteller. Dave Matthews, just musically gifted individuals that are just that are on our radio all the time. But I have to tell you, I am in love with the independent artists. People like Ron Pope, and if your listeners don't know who Ron Pope is, just listen to some of his amazing music, just the stories he tells. My friend Stephen Wrench, who I am truly blessed to have co-written songs with, but amazing storyteller. And you know, I love the look in Stephen's eye. He gets that smirk, and then all of a sudden it just comes out of him. And mm-hmm. I can't say enough great things about Scott Triplett, my co-writer. I mean, the man is a poet, and he exudes confidence. He exudes lyrics. They come from his soul. It's fun to listen to, and I'm truly blessed to have an opportunity to write with him as well.
Yeah, we initially met Brian through the SSA network, and for everybody who doesn't know what that is, that's a singer-songwriter association on the east coast of Florida, which I've taken part in for many years. And what's so special about that is all the independent artists gather and the original song is in the forefront instead of being in the back, you know, and you usually perform at venues and clubs. They want to hear the cover song first and the original song later. But in this format, they want to hear all your originals. And that's what I love about this, that system. And, you know, it's wonderful. I know you've been part of that for a few years now.
I have. And what a cool opportunity to just walk around and listen to just the amazing talent and the opportunities that people have in music to express their souls. And that there's no place where souls are laid more bare than at a singer-songwriter convention and festival. And it's just truly amazing.
That's very true. Well, we're going to play another great track from our guest tonight, Brian Iannucci. This is also from his summer released EP. This is titled "You Stole My Heart Away."
Sometimes you win just by falling. At least that's how it was for me. I was walking along, singing a song all by myself. Then all of a sudden you were there. Then the night was gone and the darkness begins. You're my sun, my moon, my stars, my everything. Never knew what love could ever feel this way. I've been falling every minute since that day. You stole my heart away. People might say we're crazy, but I just say love's heaven sent. We've been making life over the years hand in hand. My love, there's nothing I would trade. Then the night was gone and the darkness begins. You're my sun, my moon, my stars, my everything. Never knew what love could ever feel this way. I've been falling every minute since that day. You stole my heart away.
Just beautiful. Let's welcome back our guest tonight, Brian Iannucci. I love the piano vocal. I've done it myself. Your vocal here is just superb. The emotion is out of sight.
Thank you. This has been one of those dream tracks that I've wanted to do. And not just this track, but, you know, you grow up as a musician, especially a piano player. Everybody's playing guitar. I get it. And that's what's cool. And you know, I always say every piano player wants to be a guitarist at some point. But the piano, to shine on a song like that, I think of a John Legend song. I think of The Dance by Garth Brooks. I think of the openness. And this was really the and one track to the five songs that became six songs. And I had alluded to it earlier in the conversation. You know, I looked at my wife, for whom I wrote this song. She truly is my sun, my moon, my stars, my everything. And that lyric, that line, that hook has kind of stuck in my head for years. And I finally got to put it in writing. And so we got up to Nashville, and I had planned and called up there, and I said, I just need a half hour with the piano, which, by the way, they tune weekly, and it sounds beautiful, and it's so cool. You get a chance to go in the studio, and we took three takes on that. There's nothing but the raw piano and the vocals on that song. And that was really one of those check the box moments in my music career and in my life to be able to say, I'm the only thing on that track right there. And to be able to, again, express that raw emotion and love for my wife and in such a, what I consider to be eloquent way and just very, again, laid bare musical sort of way was truly an honor.
I feel the exact same way. I checked the box myself when I did it. And I don't think there's anything wrong with doing a vocal-only guitar, vocal-only piano. It really brings out the emotion in the track. And well done. That's a beautiful song. You're welcome, Brian. When we talk about the construction of a new song, I like to ask this question every week. Melody, lyrics, and chords. What do you start in the first position, or does that vary?
None of the above. I start with a story, and I picture it in my mind, and whether that comes through with a hook and a couple of words, my sun, my moon, my stars, my everything, being the example from You Stole My Heart Away, or Scott bringing me some poetry and saying, let's turn this into a song. A random riff on a piano or a guitar. It just elicits that emotion. And for me, music is emotion, and it's my way of expressing myself. Folks that know me know that I'm not the most expressive person in the world until you get me behind a microphone or behind a piano or playing a guitar, and then wow, it all comes out. So I think it starts with that emotion. And then as you develop, whether it be the hook, the lyric, the music, and you're telling that story, all those components tend to come together. The favorite songs that I've written, sometimes they come, as you had mentioned with Ants, right off the top of your head, 15 minutes, and boom, they're there. Others sit in my notebook, and I have my notebook that aptly has on the cover, Never Stop Dreaming, and it has hooks and lyrics. Or maybe it's something from a text message that I send myself, and I talk to myself quite frequently. Sorry, Russell. you know, the amazing part about this is there's something to be said, and giving voice to an emotion or a story is really what I consider to be the coolest part of music. And you know, that's kind of my style. I could sit down and do regular songwrites all day, but I have to tell you, some of the best hooks, the best lyrics come when I'm driving down the road or I'm sitting in the shower. And just when you least expect it, music hits you and inspiration hits you, and it becomes some really great songs.
Yeah, that's well said. Everyone, we have another great song from Brian's EP, Summer Release, and this is another hit, in my opinion. This is titled Like a Radio. Like a Radio from our guest tonight, Brian Iannucci. Another great one, Brian. And give us the inspiration behind this track.
You know, I honestly just, I love the beat. I love the rhythm. I love the melody to this. It just, you know, turning you on like a radio, and you're turning me on like a radio. It's just, it's one of those cool little hooks that again, was sitting in that notebook for far too long. Had a chance to write it. Oh, man, check out those guitar riffs, right? I mean, we've got some amazing players on this. I mean, it just jumps off the page. That's just cookie cutter perfect country radio right there.
Yes, it is. That's why I said I can see you on that stage, Brian. I can see you in Nashville at the Grand Ole Opry. I sure can. We only have a few minutes left in the episode. Another question I like to ask at the end is, there's an artist beginning in music today. What advice would you give them?
You know, Russell, this is the second time I've had a chance to answer this question, and I love it. It's the coolest question I've ever been asked. First time I said, don't afraid to suck. And I firmly believe that. But I would also add this, and I can speak from personal experience. Music is not a competition. It's more of a team sport. We look around ourselves and we go to these music festivals and we listen to other people's music and we often get hypercritical because we're like, well, that person's going to beat me. And that's not the goal here. It's we get a chance to express ourselves on a regular basis. So what I would say to anybody, whether you're an artist that has been around and you're an old grizzled veteran or somebody who's just starting out, is just immerse yourself in the culture. Connect with other musicians. Allow their style to influence you just like your style can influence them. And I'll tell you, the synergies you build, I can just think back to the last 2 months of all the cool musicians I've had a chance to speak with and talk with that have made me a better musician and have opened doors for me and I've opened doors for them. It's a team effort, my friend. If we can all get on the same page as musicians and work towards our goal, rising tide raises all ships. And I can honestly tell you that I'm just proud to have my musical friends and my musical influences in my corner, just like I am proud to be in their corner and support their music. And whether that's friending them and liking them on Facebook or streaming their music or buying their swag or all the things that every artist wishes that somebody would do for them, I really think, again, if we all work together, we're going to get to a better place no matter who we are.
That's a great response. Yeah, I really appreciate that. Tell our listeners, Brian, where they can find you on the web and also social media.
Of course. It's Brian Iannucci. That's BRIANIANNUCCI. BrianIannucciMusic.com. Find me on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music. I'm super thrilled that our lyric videos for our two singles, You Stole My Heart Away and Kiss You for the Rest of My Life, have been streamed over 500,000 times on YouTube. Follow and listen to my music and please connect with me and become a part of my artist community.
Incredible. Well, Brian, that's all we have time for tonight. And I want to thank you so much for being our guest again. And again, I firmly believe, you know, listening to your music over the last few days, many awards are coming your way. It's great new music. My friend, you have an open invitation on this show anytime. Thank you so much again. And, you know, thanks for doing this.
Thank you again, Russell. I will certainly take you up on that. And it's always a pleasure to speak with you. And hello again to my friend, Bill. It's been too long, my friend.
Well, thanks again, Brian. Have a great night.
Thank you. You too.
Everybody, please Google search and support Brian Iannucci. You have listened to his music tonight. Incredible. Please purchase his music. That's what artists, you know, like to see, that the fans are connecting and, you know, buy that music. If you'd like to be a guest on a future episode, please send me a track. Send that to my email, russellfoisey@gmail.com. We accept all music genres. I'd love to hear your sound. Again, my name is Russell Foisey, your host of Original Lyric Stream Radio. Look forward to every episode. I just love doing the show. Thank you again, Bill. And remember, everybody, try no matter what you're told. Good night.